Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We're back. We're talking with Nurse Barb Dean. She's written a book called The Hot Guide to a Cool, Sexy Menopause. Barb, I was going to ask you, you know, before the break, you were talking about menopause and how some women really get the symptoms, you know, harsh. And you know, for others, it's like a walk in the park, as you said. Is there a cultural element to menopause that, you know, we don't recognize in, you know, in Western society that perhaps other societies do talk about?
Well, Dave, I'm so glad you asked because some women from, let's say, Asian descent, they may complain more of muscle aches and pains, and they may have fewer hot flashes and night sweats, especially if they have more soy in their diet. You know, about 50% of women who are of Asian descent metabolize soy differently than women who are of Caucasian descent. And so they can metabolize soy into its natural metabolite S-equal or S-equal. So we do know that there are some genetic and ethnic differences. You know, some women, let's say women who are of Italian descent, they may shiver more. They may have more shivering or feel colder. So there are some genetic and ethnic differences. Some women also have been sort of acculturated or told that you don't complain about these things. So there are differences, and I'm so glad you brought that up.
What about, you mentioned soy, and you mentioned, you know, Asian women perhaps being able to use soy. What are there other herbs or other herbs that herbs or supplements that you've noticed that or that you recommend that people, that women use for menopause that have worked? What's your research showing?
Well, all the things that I'm going to recommend are all evidence-based, and so it's not based on my opinion. And this comes because I'm a member of the North American Menopause Society. In fact, I'm certified by them as a North American Menopause Society certified menopause practitioner. So research has shown that black cohosh is an herb that is shown in multiple studies to be beneficial for some women. Now, some women we don't think have the receptors, so they don't do very well with black cohosh. But if you're going to do well with it, you're going to do well within about 3 to 4 weeks. Again, some women do very well with soy. Some women do well with the soy metabolite S-equal. In fact, there's a new sampling trial for women in North America, and they can access that just by Googling S-equal, E-Q-U-O-L. Some women do well with vitamin E, although the data is very mixed on that. Some women do very well with yoga breathing. Just 6 deep breaths in a minute has been shown in multiple studies to really help with hot flashes and night sweats. Also, acupuncture is something that has been shown in numerous studies. And the way they do this is they just do random needle placement for women. So they actually did a randomized controlled trial to show that acupuncture does help women with their hot flashes and night sweats. Now, what I say to my patients is, if it doesn't harm you and it works for you, then give it a try. So if you find that, you know, doing cartwheels in your front yard helps with your hot flashes and night sweats, as long as it does no harm, then it's probably okay. Because we find that with all studies with herbs and other natural treatments, there's about a 30 to 50% placebo effect. So if you do well, I don't know, you know, cooking with basil and rosemary, those herbs are probably safe in small amounts, but there's no data that shows any other herbs or supplements have been shown to help with hot flashes or night sweats.
Now, Are there foods or other things that are really making menopause symptoms worse for women?
Oh, great question. Are there other things that make it worse? Well, we know that there are some triggers. Hot coffee, hot tea, alcohol, smoking will also trigger hot flashes and night sweats. And not just smoking will cause an immediate hot flash or night sweats, but women who smoke during the day will have more night sweats during the nighttime. Alcohol during the day, again, will cause more hot flashes and night sweats throughout the day. So by eliminating those triggers helps. Also, if women exercise throughout the day, they can have less and fewer hot flashes and night sweats throughout the day. So one of the things I encourage my patients to do is to have a healthy diet, get plenty of sleep, and to exercise regularly. All those things that you, Dave, would advise your listeners anyway, those are going to help with hot flashes and night sweats. And I say, we don't want to medicalize menopause. Okay. So if you're doing really well and you want to go through menopause completely naturally, you certainly can do that. You don't have to use any prescription medications if you don't want to and you're doing well. However, if you want to and you're suffering and there's a lot of symptoms that are interfering with your quality of life, do talk to your healthcare provider because there are some options that may be beneficial.
In your experience with women who are going through menopause, what are there any things that they notice that, you know, that it is a benefit? I mean, you know, what are there, you know, sometimes we think about menopause and, you know, and I guess women would say it's a big transition and they're complaining about it, but are there some benefits to menopause?
I think that there really are. I think that by the time women reach menopause, one of the things that happens is they are not as concerned with fertility. And what happens is they can start to think about, well, what do I want in my life? They may be finished with child rearing and they may be maybe at that point in their life where they can say, well, maybe even if they're taking care of elderly parents or they're working in a stressful job, there may finally be even a little bit of time for them to finally put themselves on their to-do list. And I know most women don't even put themselves close to the top of their to-do list, but maybe finally at menopause they'll say, well, you know, I've always wanted to do X, Y, or Z. Maybe they'll start to think about the bucket list, travel a little bit, or do the things that are fulfilling to them. I think menopause gives a lot of women permission to finally take care of themselves.
You talk in your book a fair bit about you know, the sex life of women, you know, as they go through menopause. Are there some big changes? Are there some, you know, is it all bad or is it some good stuff happening? What's going on at that period?
Well, one of the things I want to say, Dave, and please excuse me if I offend anyone, but we have to use it or lose it. And so the more we get blood flow to the genitals from having frequent sex, the better. So you don't have to do anything else, but if you do want to have an active sex life well into your 90s and well beyond, then we don't want to just wait and have sex once a year on our birthday or our anniversaries. And because that's what I see with my patients. We can't wait that long because if we are going through menopause and we're beyond it, things do change. So we want to make sure there's lots and lots of stimulation there ongoing. Now, what a lot of women don't know is that as estrogen levels decline, the estrogen levels decline in the genitalia as well, and things regress and they go back to what they were like before adolescence, before puberty. And so things can get smaller, they can get drier, and things can get more painful. One of the things I advise women to do is to seriously consider, even if you're not going to use estrogen or hormones to treat hot flashes or night sweats, to consider using a little bit of estrogen in the around the genital area to help with that dryness, because that never gets better. In fact, it gets worse, and it can lead to a lot of bladder infections later on in life, and those bladder infections can lead to very serious consequences for women. So I'd like for women to not be worried about the the black box warnings on the estrogen prescriptions for genital dryness, but to consider talking to their healthcare provider about it. Those warnings are based on old data, nothing that's applicable to that area. A lot of us in the industry are trying to get those warnings changed because really there's no research that backs it up. So you can get more information on this in my book or on my website. It's a little complicated, I apologize, but it's safe to say that things in that area just don't get better. So I don't want women to just put up with it and think, well, it's just going to get better in the next few weeks. It doesn't. It gets worse.
You talk in your book also about estrogen levels leading to a decrease in bone mass. What's the relationship there, and what can women do about that?
So as we get older and our estrogen levels drop, we lose about 20% of our bone mass in the first 5 to 7 years after menopause. Now, if you have great bone mass to begin with, many women do really well just having calcium, getting plenty of vitamin D. And in Canada, because you guys are so far north, you have to be really careful about your vitamin D. And most people in Canada, unless you're spending a lot of time in Mexico or coming to the southern part of the U.S., you're probably not getting enough vitamin D. So do get those levels checked. Now, some women do very well. They have good, strong bones, but some women need to have some treatment to treat bone loss, which we call osteoporosis or osteopenia. So that's an area where women will want to get bone density testing and then talk to their healthcare provider about whether they need specific treatment. But in any case, make sure you're getting plenty of dairy through milk, yogurt, or cheese. And if you're lactose intolerant, you can use my book. I've got a lot of good advice about how to get good dairy without getting a lot of lactose or using lactose-free products.
Well, I think you can get calcium from greens as well.
You can. Yeah. You can get calcium from spinach and broccoli, but you've got to eat a lot of it. Mm. You can also get calcium from supplements, but you want to make sure that you're not overdoing the calcium either. You have to. It's like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. You don't want to get too little. You don't want to get too much. You want to get it just right.
Mm. Tell us a little bit about progesterone and progesterone creams.
Well, I'm so glad you asked. If women decide to use estrogen to help with their hot flashes and night sweats, if they still have the uterus and they haven't had a hysterectomy, we need to balance the estrogen with some progestin or progesterone, because estrogen by itself can lead to an overgrowth of the lining of the uterus and uterine cancer. So we have to balance it with progesterone. Women can take progesterone as a bioidentical tablet, and some women end up using progesterone creams that can be absorbed through the skin. Now, there's not a lot of good data about the progesterone creams that are absorbed through the skin, but there is some good data about the progesterone, the bioidentical progesterones that are available by tablet. So again, I would consult with my own healthcare provider to make sure that you're getting the right medication for your body. And I would tell any woman, if you are using progesterone and you're having any abnormal bleeding at all, you need to have it evaluated so we can make sure it's not a serious consequence of not getting enough progesterone to protect your uterine lining.
Nurse Barbara, we're almost out of time. I'm wondering if you can just summarize your book, tell people where they can get it, and just finish up our time.
Dave, thank you so much for having me on, and it's a pleasure talking with you. You can get more information about the Hot Guide to a Cool Sexy Menopause at nursebarb.com. You can order it on Amazon or in iBooks or Barnes & Noble. Thank you.
Thanks, Barb. It's been great having you.
Thank you, Dave. Take care.
Again, the book was called The Hot Guide to a Cool Sexy Menopause, and it's written by Barb Dehn, and it's D-E-H-N for those that are writing that down. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about Lyme disease.